Famous lawyer Linwood retires amid disbarment threat. By Paul Bois on July 5, 2023. Famous lawyer Linwood will retire from his profession after a looming disbarment threat in Georgia. In a statement on the social media platform Telegram, Wood said that the State Bar of Georgia agreed to drop the disciplinary cases against me in return for my agreement to take the status of retired. His status on the State Bar of Georgia now says retired, confirming his claim. Wood had previously posted a screenshot of an alleged letter he sent to the State Bar of Georgia, requesting to be transferred to retired status effective immediately. "I understand that this request is unqualified, irrevocable and permanent," Wood wrote in the alleged letter. "I further understand and acknowledge that if granted retired status, I am prohibited from practicing law in this state and in any other state or jurisdiction, and that I may not apply for a readmission." Officials with the State Bar of Georgia filed a notice that they will be dismissing disciplinary complaints against Wood. Officials wrote in a court filing obtained by CNBC. "By permitting respondent to transfer to retired status and thereby prohibiting respondent from practicing law in this state or any other state or jurisdiction, the Office of General Counsel believes that it has achieved the goals of disciplinary action, including protecting the public and the integrity of the judicial system and the legal profession." Despite Wood's list of high-profile clients that included Richard Jewell and the parents of JonBenet Ramsey, he became notorious in the wake of the 2020 election for pushing wild conspiracy theories to the point of suggesting that former Vice President Mike Pence may have committed treason and that Chief Justice John Roberts had connections to pedophile rings. Though he had positioned himself as a Trump lawyer and a MAGA thought leader, conservatives began to call his political leanings into question when he suggested that voters stay home during the Georgia Senate runoff election in 2020, thereby giving power to Democrats. As Breitbart News reported at the time, Wood had a history of donating to and supporting Democrats. While Wood made his comments purportedly as a self-described supporter of Trump, while donning a red Make America Great Again ball cap, the real story here is that Wood is by no means a Republican, and there is no record in Georgia of him ever voting for President Trump, in 2016 or in 2020, in the Republican primaries. While Wood did vote in the 2020 and 2016 general elections in Georgia, there are no records in Georgia of him pulling a GOP primary ballot in 2016 or 2020, the 2 years President Trump was on the ticket. Ironically, in both the 2020 and 2016 general elections, state records show that Wood voted absentee, by mail, in Georgia, part of the same system he is now railing against. Linwood had also represented Kyle Rittenhouse when he stood accused of murder for his killings of two people during the 2020 riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. After a trial had acquitted Rittenhouse, he revealed in an exclusive interview with Tucker Carlson that Wood made him spend 87 days in jail while he used him to raise money. "I was in jail for 87 days, and this goes. This follows in with Linwood, who," Linwood was raising money on my behalf, "and he held me in jail for 87 days. Disrespected my wishes, put me on media interviews which I should never have done. Which he said, 'Oh, you're going to go talk to the Washington Post,' which was not a good idea. Along with John Pierce, they said I was safer in jail instead of at home with my family," said Rittenhouse. The Georgia State Bar launched disciplinary proceedings against Linwood in 2021, alleging that he may have violated state rules of conduct and raised questions about his mental fitness, according to CNBC. In 2021, Wood filed a complaint in federal court in Atlanta accusing state bar officials of violating his rights by asking him to submit to a mental health evaluation or else put his law license in jeopardy. He also asked the judge in that case to recuse himself because he had presided over Wood's lawsuit challenging the 2020 election, noted CNBC. In May, Wood sat for 2 days of contentious disciplinary hearings in Georgia Supreme Court with the state bar. Transcripts of those proceedings, posted by Wood's Fight Back Foundation, show Wood and his attorney frequently grappling with the presiding special master, Thomas Cawthorn, it added. Officials with the State Bar of Georgia filed a notice later Wednesday that they are dismissing the disciplinary complaints against Wood. Those officials wrote in a court filing shared with CNBC by a spokeswoman for the State Bar, "By permitting respondent to transfer to retired status and thereby prohibiting respondent from practicing law in this state or any other state or jurisdiction, the Office of General Counsel believes that it has achieved the goals of disciplinary action, including protecting the public and the integrity of the judicial system and the legal profession. Wood's former partners have also sued him in state court for allegedly breaking a settlement agreement, accusing him of erratic, abusive, and unprofessional behavior. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.